Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parshat Vayashi. So I'd like to look at something related to a prophet towards the end of the Parsha. Prophet relates, Vayiru Ahei Yosef Kimeis Avir. The brothers took note of the fact that their father had passed away. Vayomru, and they said, Lu Yisumeinu Yosef. They were concerned. And they said, perhaps Yosef is going to hate us. But Hoshiv Yoshiv Lonu, and he will return to us, pay us back, is Kolor Ro Ashego Malvoito, for all the bad, for all the evil with which we dealt it. Now, what was the motivation, what prompted this sudden concern of the brothers after Yaakov Avinu passed away? Then they were suddenly concerned that Yosef is going to repay them for the way they behaved towards him.
Didn't happen to meals anymore.
Right, so that's the Poshuk Shah. That's what Rashi says. Let's take a start by looking at Rashi. What does it mean that he saw, he took note? They saw that something had changed due to the passing of Yaakov. You know, something had changed in Yosef's attitude and his behavior. Because when they were alive, he used to invite them all to eat at his table. When Yaakov Avinu was still alive, he drew them nithin out of covers for his father. Once Yaakov Avinu passed away, he no longer invited them to eat by his table. Okay, that is the Posh of Chat. And I'd like to turn to another point, a different Pshat, which is mentioned in the Medrash Tanhuma. Something else which prompted the concern that Yosef was going to pay them back for their behavior. Says the Medrash Tanhuma, Ma ro ato shepokatu. Why suddenly now did they fear? Hello. The reason is, Shero be'ez shechozri b'kibura tzaviyah. They saw something which took place on the way back from burying Yaakov Avinu. It wasn't the actual event of his passing, it was something that took place related to his passing. On the way back from burying Yaakov Avinu, Ro, Shahalach Yosef, Levorek, Al Oysei Habor, Sheishlichu Och Echov Betoy. Yosef went to take a look at that bor, at that pit which the brothers had thrown him into, and to make there a brothel. And he made a brothel. Like a person is obliged to make a bracha on a place where neis was done to him, and the bracha is borot she'asal neis b'mokom hazeh. So there they were on the way back from burying Yaakov Avinu. This whole caravan, a whole group of travelers, they've come up to bury him. Now they're on their way back. On the way back, Yaakov Avinu takes a little detour, and he goes to the bor which they threw him in, and he makes the bracha Baruch Sha'asol Ineis for Mokom Hazeh.
Look what? Snakes and scorpions?
I'm presuming that must be the name. Then what is the name? Yes, the snakes and scorpions, that's what Rabbi Bob is saying as well, yeah. The killer Shero, okay, so when the brothers saw this, Omru, Ashon, Shemeit, Avinu, now that our father has passed away, Lu Yisumeinu Yosef. Once they saw that Yosef is still bearing, still bears in mind, still recalls all those events, at the extent that he specifically went over to make a bracha on the bor, that brought to mind the concern that may be Hoshiv Yosef Lonu Et Kol Haro Asher Gamal Roi. Now, I'd like to make a little look further at the halachos which relate to the recital of this bracha, Baruch Sha'atol Yineh from Mokom Hazeh. And down the road, down the line, we're going to come back to a particular point which we see more sharply from this event with Yosef. Just one added thing I'd like to share, that the Bereishis Rabbah, the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, adds a little detail that the Medrash Tanhuma doesn't stress. Medrash Tanhuma says, since he went and he made a bracha on that book, the Bereishis Rabbah says the word, Rav Yitzchok Omar, holach v'hitzitz b'oisei habor. He went and he peered into the bor. the Medrash Sanhedrin doesn't really make stress on that point. It just says that generally he went and he made a bracha on the bus. Says he went and he peered into the bus. We'll come back to that and we'll see why that's significant. But that's what it says in the Medrash Rabbah. He went and he peered into the bus. Let's have a little look over some of these halachas. The Mishnah tells us in Brachos, Horei Mokoi Shenasu Bo Yisim Yisroel. Some of you see the play where Nisim were done by Yisroel. So we're going to see there's two versions of this bracha. There's a bracha for general nisim which were done to Am Yisrael as a whole, and there's this bracha Baruch Sha'asa Nes Lavi Seinu B'Mokam Hazeh, and there's a bracha for a personal nes which is Baruch Sha'asa Li Nes B'Mokam Hazeh. So one of these, the places where nisim were done for Am Yisrael, I'm a Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Lavi Seinu B'Mokam Hazeh, that is a Mishnah at the beginning of the last period of bracha. And the Mora lists a few places. Tonera Bonol, Horea Mavri Hayam, the one who sees the partings of the sea, i.e. the crossing of Yam Suf, the place where they cross the Yam Suf. Umavri Hayarde, the crossing of the Yarde. Mavri Nachle Arnoi, the place of the Nachal Arnoi, which is a name happened there, recorded in Sefer Bamidbar. Al-Sulam, sorry, Shiyitin, Hagol, Ishvat, Mesea, Mokrem, on all those, one has to thank Hashem. So all these various historic sites where nisim happened to Am Yisrael. And the Gemara adds, as we said, in addition to this bracha of the Mishnah, nisim the Yisrael, nisim Av Yisrael, there's also a bracha for private nisim as well. Now let's focus for a minute on what exactly does one have to see. The wording of the Rambam, which is the next thing on the sheet, Horeya Mokoi Shenasu Nisim Yisrael, to go in Yam Suf. Somebody who sees a place when Nisim was done for Am Yisrael. For example, the Yam Suf, the Mabrik, the Yardin, and the crossings of the Yardin. Now, what is of interest is that the Rambam words it, one who sees places, Shenasu Nisim Yisrael, for example, Yam Suf. In fact, the Gemara didn't say Yam Suf, the Gemara said Mabrik Hayam, the crossings of the sea. What is the difference? Simple implication of the words of the Rambam sounds like it would be sufficient to see the Yam Suf anywhere on the Yam Suf. You see that sea called Yam Suf, maybe you'll make the bracha.
What does it mean, crossing?
That's what we say. The Gemara, the Rambam has.
You know, but there's so much matter of things. What should you see?
What would be the other possibility? The other possibility would be that you have to see the spot where they crossed the sea.
How do you know?
So we don't know, so we can't make the bracha. Maybe the times of the Gemara is still new. If you don't know, you don't know. But we're discussing what is the theoretical requirement in order to be able to make this bracha. Is it sufficient to see the sea?
Or you need
to see the specific spot. So one could perhaps think that from the fact that the Rambam changed the wording of the Gemara, the Rambam wishes to indicate that perhaps it's sort of a bit, little bit lav dafka, though the Gemara does say Mabrit Yam Suf, the crossings of the Yam Suf, which imply the actual spot, but the Rambam writes Yam Suf. On the other hand, in the Rambam himself, the very next example regarding the Yarden, the Rambam writes Mabrit HaYarden, the crossings of the Yarden. He doesn't just write Nahal HaYarden or Nahar HaYarden, he just writes Mabrit HaYarden, the crossings of the Yarden, which does imply that you need to see the exact spot. So in the Rambam it's difficult to come to a clear conclusion. What is it? What does one need to see? But there is a sefer from one of the Rishonim, Kaftar Bofera, the work of one of the Rishonim who wrote on all the matters related to mitzvot hatluyos ba'aretz. That's actually the main topic of the sefer. By the way, what people are already discussing in the Yonim of Eretz Yisrael, and it also discusses the bracha on crossing the crossings of the Yarden and the crossings of the Yam Suf. So he says the following. Nira Befeish, She'ein ha'mavori mavori ad she'yiru v'tfra mokum ha'nez. He says, you have to see the exact spot of the nez. Kamo she'amarei yamsuf, for example. One of these, the yamsuf, lo yavori im lo'yro mokum she'ovri. Somebody who sees the yamsuf will not make the brother unless he sees the place where they cross. V'chein orei ha'yardin. Somebody who wants to see the yardin. Ad she'yiru mokum she'ovri. Until he sees the spot where they crossed. But across the Moimeh, the Ha'om Ovru Neged Yericho. The Apostle says that they crossed opposite Yericho. So actually over here, we maybe do have an indication where the exact spot is. And we know even to this day, we know where Yericho is. Where Yericho is and what. As we also know, there's a site today called Yericho, but there's also close to there, a place where it's clear that that was Yericho. Etc., etc. So, all these places he says you have to see, not just generally the Amsuk, the Yardin, you have to see the exact spot where they crossed. And in fact, that is the implication of Rashi on the Gemara. Rashi says that Mavri, Kayam, the crossings of the sea, Mokim, Shahobu, Yisrael, Beyamsuk. This excerpt from this paper, Kaftov Operat, is actually quoted by the Bi'ah Halakhah. In these halakhas in Shulchan Aruch and Rishu Chet, so that becomes the halakha. It is not sufficient just to see Yamsuf, just to see the Yarding, one needs to actually see these spots where they cross. Now I'd like to come to another twist on this China of what exactly do you have to see from a slightly different angle. And so I'd like to give to that a little hagdoma, which is the following halacha. Kol eino ha'dvorim, since the short moral, second last thing on the first five, kol eino ha'dvorim, eino elo, kesheroya oiton, nishloishim yoim, nishloishim yoim. These halachas apply when one sees the place after a gap of more than 30 days. So within 30 days, from the previous time of seeing it, one doesn't make a bracha light. Similar to the bracha on the sea, other similar brachas, this too, or makes the bracha after a gap of 30 days, but all things koyva komoda palm rishon. Okay, having given that little introduction,
nace, we tend to look at something positive. You can also have nace as something negative, like the best meats were destroyed and the gates fell into the ground and all the rest of that stuff. So nace also, not good nace, but nice. Oh, you take a bracha on that also?
I don't think so. We normally look on this as like a shvach for the nature of being saved, of the hatzolah shiva. Not just the fact that it's something al tivi, something that happens, not following the course of nature. It's the shvach that somebody will save.
But Rabbi Akiva would say, I see it positively, I see it very positively. So, it's amazing, for sure it's amazing. So, he's here alone, puts the wall, and you only tear should have not been there for 30 days. Maybe it's the same kind of union. Well, so I'm not saying an age brothel. If there's an age there, what's the difference?
Yeah, I don't think we find anywhere any example given of this brothel where it's made on
because the brothel
on the nace. Well,
the brothel is in the
power of the nace. Yeah. There's no difference, but the brotha is instituted on
it's a Yeshua brotha on
right.
It's not a brotha.
Not a brotha on
nates.
Yeah, it's a good. Now let's come to a fascinating incident which is discussed in the Shaila Teshuva Sefer by the Ma'ariv Sa'alon. Look at the story in Midrashi. I was asked in the following incident, Vashay She'elot. Meister Shahoy was the following story, Ruvain, Tayyababay. There's this gentleman, Ruvain, who's in his house. The Shama Kul Ragle Be'odo Mahalkin Ba'aliyah. Here he is in his house. And he hears some people trampling around in his attic, upset. Shahagabe Mesa. Shahagabe Mesa, running back. And there wasn't meant to be anybody in the attic. But Yayab Be'odo, so he says to himself, Miu Zer Asheru Atok. Asher Ata by Sogur Bamamal, who is in my attic, when the attic is meant to be closed up with a lock. I'm going to go and see what's going on over there. Og Tom, so he got up, But Olalal, up he went to the attic. So Rav Gamal Bechel, so what do we think he saw there? He saw Galav in his attic. Mechapis, the table is looking around in his boxes, in his old storage, Ba'argavim, all the different things that were there, poking around. Mishnoel Shalom, the lover's boy, lover's boy, to take spoil and booty. By Hebrew, also, so when this Galav saw, he nitvah to Galav that he's been hacked. So he turned around, Kovalov, he stood over the Balabai, the top of the Tavori, took hold of him by his neck, but Kovalov and strangled him. Actually, not Kalashoy until he collapsed onto the floor. So, like, those were going to Shabba and he wasn't breathing. But look, I said to him, I'll buy his Kalashoy. So the Galav cupped whatever was there in the attic and off he went. Chichoshav, he made to Velo Yichir. As far as the Galav was concerned, he used under the impression that the Balabayas is a goner. But the Galav said, Sheva Lot. And with Rachli Shomayim, Shova Nashay Enoch, he recovered. He hasn't been up to the attic since then. He lived in his house down below. So now if he's going to go up to the attic, so over here the shayla being that he sees the attic. He sees the attic the whole time. Is that sufficient to say, so now there hasn't been any gaps? You see the attic all the time. Oh, don't know. We need more than that. We need the exact mokoy in the sense of being in that mokoy. Not just. This is a slightly different angle on the shayla than what we spoke about before, the kasto of Ofer. There, you don't see the mokoy of the nays at all. You see the yamsu. 50 kilometers away, something else.
It says someone living at the edge of the Yam Suf is on the shore, but not on the Makom. And when he goes to the Makom, does he have to do the Rakh or not? He sees the Yam Suf every day from his window. It's the same question, right? So the question is, if you see the item from far away, to see, not, you are not there, when you go close by, do you have to do the Rakh or not?
This is the thing. We'll see maybe a little bit. What exactly is the point of this shayla? What would be if he stood outside the attic and he could see through the window of the attic? He's somewhere else, he's downstairs. There's a peephole, he can see into the attic. Is the shayla because he doesn't see? We can actually see that. Let's see his answer. Oh dear. My sheet. Look in the second five. Okay. Wrong kind of magic for me. Okay. So let's see the answer. Tshuva, Hadomor Bor, it is clear, the Mokhe Shenata Loineis Kekon. The words of the Rokha and of the Mishnah are Mokhe Shenata Loineis, the place Shenata Loineis. Mokhe Loinikri, and a Mokhe Meyuchot. The actual place, the precise place. But in Sophie, the Aliyah, Kolak Mokhe Nasmer. Because Aliyah is a place, is an entity on its own. V'lo yiftar v'yoytzei dor v'chokter over bayis asher tahto. He has not, so to speak, been in this place by being in the chokter or the bayis underneath. Teina, to omru chazal, the medrash, she yoytzei ha-tzadik, ki shehola kemecho, nitne mehem lamoid al ha-bor. He went from them to stand by that book, with very poor shot, Mosul Yenek, the Mokka Mazek. But on the Oru Echos, Louis the Maid. Then came, mid the Itzrich Yosef Hatzadik, Limplace Me Echos, for the Birit Shom Bakashai Derech Eluchai. From the fact that Yosef Hatzadik had to go over to the book, why didn't he just make the Brocha? Fucking guy, somewhere distant going along the road. Mashmah the Ma'idah Mamish Mokka. We need that place. They came, they called to the Aliyah, Shekholak, which was the Asmoy, and Mokim the Asmoy. It appears, at least from the way he put down the altar, that he's not just saying, again, like the Kaftor of Barak, that you have to see the Mokim Aliyah. He's saying more than that. He said you have to be in that mocking. To the exclusion of seeing it from a distance, from far away.
Discussion, because he was not, he saw it, he didn't enter the war. So if you say he has to be in the mocking, you should have said yourself, you should go down.
But the question is what is called mocking in Indian text. I mean, some of the types are others. The exact same Shaknavatari is discussed in the Sefer Ketot HaShulchan, which I put here at the bottom, and we read the one inside, but he explains a little more sharply that because the wording of the bracha is Sha'atol Inayt, but Mokin Hazeh, that is how the bracha is worded, therefore it is required to be in the place of Zinayt. What is not enough to see it from a distance, but needs to be in that place. He says, for example, one should not confuse this, say, with other brachas which are made on seeing something. For example, seeing the sea. Nothing to do with the other, just open mouth separation, which also is the other brachas. That bracha one can certainly make, even when seeing the sea from a distance. As long as you see it, you see it. But yet again, over here, there's a particular inyan of being in the Mokrin Hanit. Having said that, he discusses the following Shaila, which is put down in a paper which he quotes the Priha Adoma. Priha Adoma writes that he studies in a Beit HaMedrash, him and his Chabura, study in a Beit HaMedrash in Yerushalayim. And from their windows of their Beit HaMedrash, they can see Kvarim, Kivri Yisrael. Kvarim of Am Yisrael, who are buried in Emek Yehoshaphat, that's the place he describes, Emek Yehoshaphat, outside the window of his Beit HaMedrash. Now we know that a bracha which one makes upon seeing Kvarim, let's say usually entering a Beit HaKvarim, Asher Yoktaretz and Badin. So he asks, if we are going to, we study every day in this basement. And every so often, let's say we go into the Beit HaKvarim to visit the Kaaba, the Daven, whatever it is. So he asks, are we going to make the bracha when we enter the Beit HaKvarim? Or do you say that you see it the whole time? And he, this Sefer Priya Adoma, he makes a comparison from this stack of the Ma'arit Tzalon, which we know. The same way Ma'arit Tzalon says it's not enough to see the Aliyah, you have to be in the Aliyah in order to make the bracha, the same thing goes for this bracha on the Kvarim. He says it's not enough that we see it from the window every day. When we're going to go into the Beit HaKvarim after 30 days, we have to make the bracha. Same thing, the Ketot HaShulchan, maybe it's not so. In the bracha on the Nes, there's something particular. You make the bracha on Mokoy Hazeh, so you've got to be in the Mokoy. Now, in the bracha on Kvarim, there is no mention of Mokoy Hazeh. However, the Ketot HaShulchan concludes, and in fact, he concurs with his psa, because also the bracha on Kvarim, I don't remember the exact lotion, but one talks directly to the Mason. Asher Yotza Eskem Badin, the Adonis Eskem Badin, etc., etc. One talks directly, he lost him, but one says something towards the Mason. So because of that, he says in that bracha too, one needs to be in that place. But in all other brachas, indeed it is sufficient to see the entity on which the bracha is being made, even from a distance. Alright, so we'll stop here for today.